com.
No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Seducer, accuser, destroyer. And you, may call me Bray. Because I've been watching you, man. I've been watching you for quite some time now. And oh, how they used to fear you. But look what you gone did. You let all that fear turn into love and admiration. Me, I am the new face of fear. I am the dragon. The devil is real, man. And he cannot wait to see you again. I know you're listening. Find me.
He wants to be found. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Presented by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs and check out the Figure Mark, the brand new podcast. I'm Rock. She's Lindsay. I'm just going to say, go.
Boo-boo's getting taker. Boo-boo's getting taker.
Yeah, that's the story coming out of Monday Night Raw, ladies and gentlemen. The challenge has seems to have been made.
No, the challenge for the match has not yet
not
been made.
Not for the match, no.
The invitation for Taker to come out of his seclusion has been extended. At least we hope Bray is talking about Taker. Everyone assumes Bray is talking about Taker. You know, there's only one... Or actually, I should say there are only two men in the WWE that are active right now that associate themselves with the devil. One is Kane, one is The Undertaker, and, well, they already did Kane.
And how convenient was it that was a question on the WWE app?
Right?
Apparently, like, 89% of the people wanted Bray Wyatt. 11% of the people wanted Kane.
You mean Undertaker Undertaker
King, my bad. Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of official now. We're in the next few weeks, we'll probably see a gong and we will see Taker come out of his seclusion. So, but yeah, this promo we have to talk about, because just the promo on its own gave me just chills.
We were sitting here as it happened and we both went,
it's like, holy, holy crap, it's gonna happen. Oh my god. And what you don't see, or in the recording obviously, is Bray turns around and does a standing backbend, looking up to the camera, and says, "Find me."
It's something like, "I know you're watching. Find me.
Yeah.
That chills up and down your spine.
I mean, this was so masterfully done, and it just, yeah, I can't wait to see what happens next.
Same here. We sat here all night. Bray Wyatt had a fantastic match with Dolph Ziggler. Fantastic.
Yes, he
match.
Did.
Really good match. Bray Wyatt leaped up after taking the Famouser right into a Sister Abigail for the victory. Very well done on his part. Great match. And then we were sitting here, where's the promo? Where's the promo? And then we got the promo.
Yeah, the promo came couple matches later, because yeah. It's like, okay, he's gonna do the match with Dolph. They're ending at the top of the hour, which means we're gonna get either some kind of big moment with Bray. And instead, we got the end of the match and we didn't get any big moment. And so it's like, no, that can't be it. They're gonna have to have Bray cut a promo. And sure enough, a little bit on down the show, there was our promo with Bray, and it was just like, oh yes.
It was amazing to hear. It's the match, the build-up we want. May not be the greatest match, but it's the build-up we are looking for WrestleMania, and they're going to slow burn it, and whenever he shows up, he shows up. But I'm excited. I'm jazzed up. Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, the match is going to be what it is. I think more people are looking forward to the build and just the imagery of Taker and Bray together and the mind games that those two can play with each other and just everything that could happen in the build. The match will be what it is. I think Bray's style will favor Taker just because Bray works at a slower pace than a lot of the guys in the ring. And so that will help Taker. He won't have to work as hard.
I would agree.
That's awful, but it's not going to take, I think, as much of a toll on him as the last few years have.
It won't be as physical as the previous match with certain Brock Lesnar.
No.
No, he's not going to be dropped on his head.
No.
Okay, so that's one part of Monday Night Raw.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night. No. Well, it was good night for somebody, and that's Damian Mizdow. He's no longer the stunt double. He's now the personal assistant of The Miz. And he was out there during Miz's match with Sin Cara and was trying to do everything, and Miz berated him repeatedly for, you're no longer the stunt double. Stop mocking, you know, doing everything I'm doing. Stop. He was very uncomfortable trying not to get the cheers from the crowd.
He looked so lost and confused.
But every time, once he did something, he would just stand there and do nothing. I didn't do nothing. I'm here, all composed.
It's like, oh.
So there was that. We had Paige being tanned by the Bellas.
Yeah, that was just... She had a really good match, actually, with Alicia Fox, but it was just really awkward, because it's like, you know, hey, instead of beating you down, we're just going to spray you with fake tanner, because that so gets our point across.
And when it came out as black, it sort of really didn't get the point across.
Yeah, everybody's like, what was that?
It's the NWO. No. So there was that. Rusev crushed Eric Rowan.
Poor Eric. Does anybody else remember when, like, Luke Harper and Eric Rowan were legit badass and they got book to kill everybody they touch, and just, yeah. I miss that. I love the character development that they did, especially tonight with Eric, and what they've done with Luke. I just want to see them win. Like, it's just, it's really, really difficult to continue to watch them and then take them as a threat, especially Luke.
Yeah.
Like, Luke should be winning more than he is to be considered a threat. It's like, yeah, he'll beat you up and he'll kick your ass, but he can't get the job done.
He needs to get back on a winning streak after losing the title.
Yeah, it's like he's a former IC champion. It's like, you know, you can send him back on a winning streak if you want. That would be okay.
It'd be sort of helpful. We don't need him to lose to Ryback on Monday Night Raw.
No, that was bad.
That wasn't good for business at all. Rusev had erection problems, couldn't get his flag to work after beating Eric Rowan. Well, beating down Eric Rowan. Match never officially happened.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a no contest.
The flag got stuck. Oops. And apparently, John Cena never accepted Eric Rowan's Facebook friend request, because, you know, they seem like friends backstage, and then, well, when Eric needs help, John Cena was nowhere to be found.
I'm waiting for one of them to turn on Cena. Like, just realize that, hey, he's...
not the stand-up guy he thinks he is, because he always has, you know, he talks him up, he welcomed him back to Monday Night Raw, and then when Eric needed him being crushed by Rusev, where was John Cena?
Nowhere to be found.
Come on, John, you gotta stick up for your friends, and it's like, I don't think they're really friends, and guess what, John, a sheep-wearing dude may kick your ass. Please, Eric, kick his ass.
And that might be something that they're leading to. I still say that's a theory that Eric and Luke are going to reunite, because they're going to realize that they're better together than they are apart.
Yeah, they are better off together than they are apart.
And Eric and Luke reform the tag team and go on a run as a tag team.
Speaking of tag teams, we may have seen the start of another breakup. This time in the form of Gold and Stardust. They had their problems on SmackDown, they had their problems on Raw, and backstage, well, you know, Goldust was trying to get, you know, Stardust under control, and he wasn't, and they called him Cody, and Stardust was like, don't call me Cody.
He hissed at his own brother.
He did, because he used the C word. That was a bad Goldust. Bad Goldust. Don't use the C word.
So they're teasing the split between the brothers. I wonder if they're going to split in time for Mania so they can have a match together.
And then we can finally stop with them. My God, we got to have the match.
Right?
It's like, you guys realize it's not going to be the greatest match ever, right? I'm just throwing that out there to people. It's hard to break the news to everybody. But they're better off as a team. That said, the main story of Monday Night Raw was this. Who's going to be in the main event of WrestleMania? Is it going to be Roman Reigns? Or is it going to be somebody else? Because that was sort of supposed to be an announcement and really wasn't an announcement. But after canceled, the NFL Network was trying to be started by Triple H. And, you know, taking shots at Sting and The Rock for showing up randomly. He's not happy about people showing up, but he'll, you know, handle Sting at Fastlane. If you haven't been aware, Sting's coming to Fastlane on WWE Network for free this month. Get the network, it's awesome.
Ding!
We then had Roman come out, and he was, you know, he wasn't having any of it. And then Daniel Bryan said, if anyone's gonna, you know, get a shot, I never lost the title, you stripped me. If anyone's gonna get a shot, I want a shot. And Rollins wants a shot, so we give Seth Rollins and Daniel Bryan to fight. The winner faces Roman Reigns at Fastlane for the title shot. It's like, hope everyone realizes, because Daniel Bryan beat Seth Rollins in the main event, that when Roman beats Daniel Bryan, there are no excuses now, right?
Yep. Everybody's going to be... Well, the opposite side of this is that, well, you know, of course Daniel Bryan could pull it out and win, but we all know that's not likely, that Roman is going to be the one that goes on to WrestleMania.
No, it's not. But they're going to use Daniel Bryan to help, you know, kill it all, and like, he beat Daniel Bryan, he deserves to go, so I want no complaining, people.
People will complain.
I don't want to hear it. There should be no complaining.
They're going to complain. I'm just warning you now.
Oh, but here's my complaint. Book Roman Reigns strong, please.
Yeah, having him lose in five minutes to Big Show was not the smartest of ideas tonight.
If you want him to get over, please make him look strong. He needs to look strong. Stop having him lose to Big Show. Stop having crappy matches with the Big Show. Let him run through people. Maybe Daniel Bryan can be the one to get him out of this funk. But Roman Reigns is in a funk, and he needs to get out of it if he's going to have any credibility at WrestleMania. And that 5 minutes match was awful.
Although I will say him launching himself off the ramp into Big Show was pretty good.
That was good at the end, but the match, he lost. And apparently that's like the first or second time he's ever lost on television.
Yeah, I think so.
In 5 minutes. He can't last 5 minutes with Big Show. How long is he going to last with Brock Lesnar? 30 seconds? Because Big Show lost to Brock in 5 minutes. It's these logical points people need to realize. I'm just throwing that out there. Book Roman strong. If he's going to be your guy, he's got to look strong.
Yep.
That's simple and to the point. That's my thoughts. You agree, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
That in a hole was Raw. We also had, by the way, we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff on Thursday about Natty. But Natty, please, get a stylist. Please. You need help.
We got to talk about Natty's hair for a minute, because I love her. I really, really genuinely do, but the thing she's got going on with the bangs, either get highlights put in your hair, or do the rest of the tips of your hair or something, because the random pink in your hair is just not working.
Exactly. LeMans is right. They have no problem making Cena look strong. They should make Roman look strong. Agreed. If you want to build him as with the Superman punch, make him Superman. Have him win. Have him destroy people. It will make people believe in him. Just pointing this one out.
Yeah, oh yeah. And they'll probably send Roman on a run starting next week, but I think and I told you this earlier, is I think they're trying to make Roman seem like the underdog of the story, where it's, oh hey, he didn't get the job done tonight, that means that puts him in doubt for any future matches, especially for Fastlane. And it's something of, I think they're trying to raise the question of, can Roman Reigns beat Daniel Bryan?
Well, that shouldn't be, that shouldn't be the story. By the way, the uppercut went from off the splash, that was awful.
Oh god.
Jimmy Uso came off the top rope for the finish splash, and Cesaro got up to his feet, hit the uppercut. It was amazing. Well done, Ty. Well done, spot.
Yeah, it was a very well done spot.
This Raw was interesting. I wouldn't say it was the greatest Raw. I wouldn't say it was the worst Raw. Somewhere in between. It was just Raw tonight.
I liked that a lot of the storylines got moved forward.
This is true, and well, because we're getting, you know, someone versus Taker at WrestleMania.
Boo-boo versus Taker.
We'll dig deeper into it this Thursday night on The Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. We're going to be talking all about the latest news, notes, and, well, discussions of the week. We have NXT. We have SmackDown. We have the results of the Radio Wrestling Awards. Wrestling Radio Awards. Sorry, Brian. I'm very tired. So you don't want to miss that.
Plus, our NXT TakeOver preview.
Yes, because we have some thank yous we have to extend.
Yeah, so for the Wrestling Radio Awards, we have some thank yous. So we have something planned. So tune in Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow that show on Twitter, at WTR, _rack, and Facebook.com/WTRRack. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/WTRRack. The Rack Extra, Total Divas Season 3, Episode 14 is now available. Episode 15 will be available a week from next Wednesday or something, because it hasn't aired yet, because it airs Sunday, because it was Super Bowl. How don't you run on 4th-and-1, or on the goal line? How don't you run? Anyway,
Saturday. You're stupid.
And they were. Saturday Night Midnight Edition, CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, and The Unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/CigarWatsonMidnight. Let's use hashtag BlameRob and go to CBRadioLive.com. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio returns at 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRWrestling9, facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. And we'll be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show Live at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at WildTalkRadio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Get us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. And don't forget to check out The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Thanks to PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And check out the new once-a-month podcast from Matt Goldberg, The Figure Mark, at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And I believe it's The Figure Mark on SoundCloud as well. So for Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you next Monday night for The Raw Potion, Thursday night for The Rack. Live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, only on WildTalkRadio.com.